Hello.
Hello, can I speak with Kathleen, please?
Cast, who's calling?
Yes, it's Aaron calling you from MMA Legal.
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Kathleen. Yeah, this is Aaron from MMA Legal in regards to your Scottish redress application.
Sorry, wait me a second. Wait me a second, please. Sorry, just I was in the company there. What is it? Sorry.
It's just in regards to your Scottish redress application.
Oh, right. Hiya.
Hi, yeah. Just for data protection, Kathleen, can you confirm your address for me, please?
It's 21 Vela Street, flat 02, Corda, Glasgow.
Perfect. And your date of birth?
23rd of the 2nd, 77.
Perfect. Thank you very much for passing data protection there. Kathleen, it is only a quick call for myself. We are still obtaining records on your behalf.
Uh-huh.
And one of the requests that we've had from Dundee City Council is they'd like to know information in regards to what schools you attended in Dundee.
What schools I attended and where?
What schools did you attend under the Dundee City Council?
I went to St Cuthbert's Primary School in Glasgow.
St what, sorry?
Cuthbert. C-U-T-H.
Yep.
B-E-R-T. Cuthbert.
Yeah.
St Cuthbert's Primary School, and I went to Notre Dame High School. They're both in Glasgow.
What we'll do is we'll pass on that information to Dundee City Council for them to release the records on yourself.
Yep.
So far, I can see the only record that we have received back so far is from NHS Tayside. But these
it was a couple of years ago here.
Yeah. But these all your institutions, they do have up until tomorrow. Funny enough, the deadline is to send the records back on your behalf.
Uh-huh.
If by any reason we don't receive any further records, then my team then sends out another notice to them to say obviously they passed the deadline.
I don't have any proof that I was there other than a letter that I sent home with the name and address. I've still got a letter. Do you know what I mean? That's the only proof that I have that I was there, because they tried to burn all the records and it's been outed. That's why there's no records, because they were trying to deny any of this ever happened. It's been through court just now. Do you know what I mean? So it's absolutely that. So they're going to try and hide records and deny it because they don't want to admit they're abusive fucking people.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no,
so I'm not even worried about that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, no, I do understand your worry. And to be honest, you're not particularly the first person I've heard.
They don't want to admit to it. It's disgusting. They get rid of all the records for the school. They get rid of it, and I'm not lying. It's been well outed. They have got rid of every record of anybody who was at that school. It's been going through court just now.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Hundreds of girls can't be fucking wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They should. And that is the only proof that I have, is a letter. But that letter, it can be tested, because I sent that when I was an 8-year-old child.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? This is ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
Nobody's going to admit they're abusers, are they? You get angry at this shit.
Of course, yeah, no. And that's why I was just a law firm. Obviously, we'll fight through every fine tooth comb to gather as much evidence and build the best case that we can for yourself.
I mean, who's going to fucking lie about being somewhere like that? It's mental, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Right, okay, but thanks for your phone call anyway.
Not a problem. Thank you very much for your cooperation.
Right, okay,
and we'll be back in touch in due course.
Right, okay, right, bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye now.
Yeah, bye.